This Hour in Radio, your home for NASCAR. We're Racing Talk Radio, presented by Owasi Chase Air Systems. 1.3 The Buzz, now live from the Valvoline Instant Oil Change Studio. It's Jamie Kyle and Scott Webb.
And Jason Hildebrand.
Hello and welcome to the fastest hour in radio. Whether you're listening to us on 101.3 The Buzz or the TuneIn app, thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your day. Here's what's coming up on today's show. We're going to break down the Southern 500. We're going to hear from the, what we thought was a win, but maybe now encumbered win. Denny Hamlin, Alex Hayden from MRN will join us later in the show to give us his expert opinion on who will be in the playoffs. And later in the show, we'll discuss this upcoming week's race at Richmond, as well as share our power rankings and picks to win. We've got all that and much, much more today on Racing Talk Radio, presented by Owasi Chase Air Systems on 101.3 The Buzz. I'm Jamie Kyle. To my radio left, we got him back from the salt mines, Jason Hildebrand.
Did you get out on parole?
He did.
Pretty much.
And that voice you hear is the ugly mug sitting across the table of Mr. Scott Webb. Guys, sounded kind of like a weird weekend. We had
I don't know what was weird about it. It was glorious.
Well, I'm just saying
it was football on from like Wednesday night till Monday night
was
or
great.
Tuesday morning.
And when there wasn't football, there was racing, which was good with Darlington and the throwback. Cool time of year when you're in NASCAR racing, the next to last race before the playoffs begin, and you always have the cutoff at Richmond next or this coming week or whatever. But before then, you have Darlington and you have the throwbacks. And before the show, we were talking about your favorite color and paint schemes. And Jason, it was hard for me to believe that you said Danica Patrick as far as being a favorite of something.
Well, and you know, you look and you think about all these throwback colors and these paint schemes. You know, it kind of looks a little odd when you've got the sponsors of today and paint schemes of yesterday. But I thought hers was more in line with the Ford Credit. Used to drive the 88 of Dale Jarrett when he used to run for Yates. I thought it was classy. I thought it looked really good out
there. I think it was voted best throwback.
I think it was because it was keeping it so consistent with the original paint scheme.
No, there's good looking cars. There's a lot of good looking cars out there.
Well, did she win throwback as like most best looking car or throwback yoga pose on Instagram? I don't know which one. Do you know?
I have no idea. I had no idea that she filed her on Instagram.
I don't. It's just what I've heard. Adam Harner.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen.
The updates. So maybe Adam follows her on that. But I really did like almost the pageantry of what there was. My favorite time of the race is when Ken Squire and Ned Jarrett. I don't know why they have Dale Jarrett up there, but maybe just to kind of keep things in perspective.
Yeah, who else are you going to have up there?
Right, but it's always good to hear that old voice that you used to hear back in the day.
Yeah, well, it makes you reminisce a little bit. I thought, obviously, the star of the race, and I couldn't get Richard Petty off the track, was pretty
black
cool.
Black flagged him.
Yeah, they black flagged Richard Petty, so it's been a while since that happened. So, you know, the pageantry, NBC does a pretty good job presenting it. They do some cool things. So overall, I think the race has found a niche. You know, this is a race that was struggling attendance-wise. I mean, they were having some issues getting folks to the track, and that place was jam-packed on Sunday night. So you tipped your hat to them. I think the next 2 years they're going to have like an open category, so you can kind of pull cars in from any kind of a year or decade or whatever. So it'll be interesting, but it's become one of the highlights. It's always been one of the bigger races, the Southern 500 traditional race, you know, but it's they've added something to it. And it's really something that's kind of caught hold and most of the, you know, teams minus the M&M Carmel M&M car decided to play along.
Speaking of, Kyle Busch is not in front of me today, and he's laying over in the floor. I don't know who did that, but we will
address that. Yeah. At a commercial break.
And we will take care of that. So, you know, we mentioned a couple of our favorite schemes. We talked about Danica Patrick. So, you know, it looked really good to see the Miller Genuine Draft Deuce out there with
that
Brad
car. It was sharp. Rusty Wallace, that car was... I mean, you can close your eyes. You can see Rusty Wallace driving that bad boy. So that car was pretty spot on. I thought we mentioned Casey Kane's car looked really good. There's a lot of good looking cars.
I mean, I like the Matt DiBenedetto. I mean,
yeah, the old Bobby Allison.
Yeah, but you know, yeah, you, like we was talking about, but being consistent with the old sponsors. I mean, it looked like looked like Danica's fit. It kind of looked like the CorvetteParts.com didn't fit on there. You know, the
gold and white paint scheme.
Yeah, but the paint, looked good.
It did, and I guess it was
two Wrangler cars. I thought we could have got a little more original.
Maybe one would have been enough.
One would have been fine. Two is a little too much.
With the three car, I mean, you could have just done that, and it would have been over with from there. So, I mean, it's one of those things. The other thing I like, it's almost like a throwback race too, because this is one of the few tracks, maybe between Darlington and Atlanta, where you have a ton of tire fall off, mm-hmm. which make things really interesting throughout the race. It's not just clean air comes into effect; it's actually tires.
Yeah, you got to protect those tires down there. I mean, you got to watch out for the walls down there. You got to, you know, take care of the tires. And you saw the tires become an issue later in the race.
Absolutely, it did. And pit strategy become a big time thing at the end of the race. And one of the things that I saw was how Kyle and Denny were able to come through the field. And now we know Denny may have been able to come through a field a little easier because of maybe something he was doing, because we just found out before the show started that his win is now encumbered. Don't have a lot of information on that. We'll surely get that from Alex Hayden when he calls in. But, you know, it almost looked like Jason Martin Truex's race to win again. And different from this season, if you want to say, for Martin Truex, had an issue at the end.
Yeah, I mean, he was a sitting duck out there, really. I mean, you really think about it, then he blows the tires. You haven't seen that out of this 78 team all season, because they're honest to goodness the team to beat every single Saturday or Sunday of the track.
Tell me if you've heard this story again. 78 wins the first stage, 78 wins the second stage, and one of the Toyotas wins the race.
Broken record.
Yeah, that's it's pretty much that's how the it's how it's been since Daytona, just about. It is a broken record. The mm-hmm. Toyotas are just completely outclassing the field right now, and we're getting a lot of the same type of results. I know we've had, I think of Larson's win at Michigan, and there was some other upsets along the way. You know, one of the things that's great about with Darlington is the tires really give away, and it really puts issuing handling becoming a major issue, and you know, and Truex really had no decision. If he was going to pit, he wasn't going to win the race. He made a calculated decision to stay out there as long as he could, you know, and ultimately that abrasive old surface, even though the surface has been repaved not too long ago, but I guess just because of the sand and all the stuff that's in the air there, it just kind of it wears that track out, and it wears tires out. And, you know, ultimately blew a tire and got in the wall.
Blew a tire and got in the wall, and it didn't affect him as much as far as points go. But I tell you, somebody who did get affected, and that was Clint Bowyer, had issues earlier, and I don't even know if they really know what it was, but it just quit on him.
Yeah, he said he had nothing there. I mean, absolutely, they were asking him, are you out of gas? I mean, what's going on here? Right. I mean, he had no clue at all. They had to get a push back to the garage.
Yeah, and I think he thought that it may have blown up or something like that. Something definitely happened with the motor. It's weird, Scott, when it happens with one car out of a team and it doesn't happen with anybody else. It's almost like the battery issue with RCR earlier in the year at Atlanta.
Yeah, they struggled with that early on. It's just one of those things. You know, unfortunately for him, you know, they've actually been pretty good, one of the better Fords the last 8-10 weeks of the season, and just to have that kind of issue at a very inopportune moment was a big letdown for that team. And, you know, now them and Logano and several others we'll get into after the break has really got their backs up against the wall at a racetrack that again has been hard to win at, and we've seen Toyotas have a lot of success at, especially Denny Hamlin. So a tough racetrack and backs are against the wall. It's time to go. You know, it's put up or shut up time for a lot of these teams.
Well, with Matt Kenseth, and you talk about the Toyotas, really kind of been the struggling Toyota, so to speak. I mean, he's put himself in position now where his consistency has kept him with a chance to get into the playoffs. Had another good consistent run the other night. But it's, you know, is he going to be able to point his way into this thing like he's done in the past?
I would think so. With where he's sitting at right now, and I don't want to, you know, steal anybody's thunder here, but he's sitting eighth in points right now. If you tell me 2 months ago he's going to be sitting in eighth at this point, you know, with one race going into the playoffs, I would have thought you were kind of crazy, because at that point I thought he was really underachieving, along kind of with some of the other JGR cars at the time. But I thought he was the weakest link next to Suarez at the time.
Right.
Really was just kind of just bland up to that point.
Well, you've seen, you know, we've seen Kyle Busch be successful all year long. Mm-hmm. It took them a while to get those wins. We see Hamlin, you know, with a couple wins now. I know this one gets taken away, but, you know, that car was still fast. We've seen consistency, and we've said this on the show for several weeks now. The 20 car has been a top five car for the last 6-8 weeks. It, you know, they finally, that whole team has kind of turned the corner. What they haven't had, what they haven't been able to put together is wins. Now, it's hard to do when the 78 or 18 are winning every single race.
And the 42s
and
up there.
And the 42s right up there. So, you know, if you take those three cars, you can make an argument that the 20 car has been the best car the last 8-10 weeks. But, you know, unfortunately for everybody else, those guys have been driving and winning races. So I've been actually impressed. But this is, I mean, is this not atypical Matt Kenseth? I mean, that's what Kenseth does. He maybe doesn't win a lot of races, and maybe we got a little spoiled early on in his stay at Gibbs. But essentially what he does is just never finishes bad and always puts himself in perfect position.
I guess one of the things that maybe I've not seen and not noticed as much is, you know, how consistent he is, because he doesn't seem to have the speed out there that you're Busch, like you're Larson, that you're Truex. These guys getting off the trailer, going out there and getting the pole and starting from the front and never looking back. You just don't see that kind of speed from Kenseth. But like you alluded to, the guy's got great consistency to take care of equipment and finishing races.
And that's somebody else that's doing that is Kurt Busch of late. I guess if you're Kurt Busch, you get that win and you lock yourself into the playoffs when the first race of the year in the Daytona 500, you struggle predominantly through the first half, middle of the year, and then now it seems like they've got it together. Scott, a little consistency going forward with a former champion could be somebody to reckon with,
yeah,
in the playoffs.
And you would think, you know, that team as a whole, I mean, outside of Danica, you know, Harvick has ran better the last couple, you know, is starting to see more speed out of that. They was, you know, I think they were on the pole this past week. You know, Bowyer, I thought Bowyer's ran well. They just, mm-hmm, in a situation where they, those cars can, and now you got Busch running well, but those cars can't beat the Toyotas right now. They're running very well. Those guys have probably been the most consistent. You throw Blaney into that mix. Those have been the best Ford cars over the course of the last 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks. But it's hard to win. You know, you've got to have everything almost break perfect for you to win a race and not be driving a Toyota right now. So I think Busch, this is obviously was a track he's had success at in the past, was a good run for them this week, building a little momentum. But you still have to ask yourself, is this team capable of winning a race in the chase and moving forward? You're not going to be able to point your way probably to home. You've got to at least get to that final eight to give yourself an opportunity to point your way in the end. But all these stage points and playoff points are going to carry over each and every time. So it's going to be a big factor as we move down the line. So it's point racing is great to get you into the playoffs, but at some point you got to start winning races.
Yeah, and that's true. And you know, you think about it, I heard somebody say, I guess it was Sunday night or whatever, that Truex could probably get through the first – or not Truex. Yeah, Truex could get through the first two, I guess, segments or whatever with the points that he's – gotten from the stage points without even having to win a race. And I don't know.
Because he's got the stage points, and then he's, once he gets the regular season championship, he's going to get added points on top of that. So you're talking like 50, 60 bonus points that's going to carry over each and every round. I mean, that's just an advantage. It's I love that. I love that it makes the regular season mean something, and it makes not only the regular season means something, but it makes these
every stage
mean something. And we'll see the importance of that. And we've talked about stage racing and what it's done for the sport. I think we'll see the importance of it once the playoffs begin.
Absolutely. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from Denny Hamlin on his encumbered win at Darlington. That's crazy. And lost both of them, too. Not just the Sunday race, but actually.
If you're going to cheat,
go all out.
Yeah, go all out. in on it.
Get it done. So some crew chief suspensions as well. So we'll talk about that more when we come back.
We'll be back faster than a buzz off a can of Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio. Presented by Hiwassee Chase Air Systems. On 101.3 The Buzz. This is the fastest hour in NASCAR. Buckle up and hang on. Racing Talk Radio. Presented by Hiwassee Chase Air Systems. On 101.3 The Buzz.
Live from the Valvoline Instant Oil Change Studios, it's Racing Talk Radio, presented by Hiwassee Chase on 101.3 The Buzz. I'm Jimmy Kyle. To my left, co-host Jason Hildebrand. Across the table, Mr. Scott Webb, spinning some good tunes. You know what? I almost get fired up to do a radio show with that song. I think it could fire you up no matter what you're doing. Chess, checkers?
Whatever.
Play it just before you do whatever. All right, so a couple of things. I think it's a pretty cool gesture before we get to Denny Hamlin that Talladega Super Speedway, Atlanta Motor Speedway, our friend Ed Clark down at Atlanta Motor Speedway, opening up the doors to house refugees down there. I think that's a really good thing they're doing in Atlanta and Talladega.
I think so. I mean, you know, everybody reaches their hand out and lends some help. You know, that should be far away from everything. And, you know, a lot of folks will be traveling up north to get away from this other violent storm that we're seeing come through.
That's it. Good.
Would you like me to?
I don't know. You look like you were going to say something.
Yeah, it's nasty.
That's good.
Right. Thanks.
I was
185 mile an hour winds.
Not
gusta 225.
That's not good.
Yeah. No, stick your head out of it. Stick your head out at I guess what, Michigan maybe, out the window as you're going around the going down the front stretch. See how 225 feels.
Where all you have to worry about is bugs and trash, and when you're 225 in the middle of a storm, you're worried about cars.
Yeah, you're worried about cars and 2x4s.
Yeah. So not good. Prayers definitely and thoughts. Down there with those folks who are getting nailed now, I guess, in the Florida Keys, maybe Puerto Rico.
Well, it's still a few days out, but it's coming.
And just a little bit of information. I was on the honeymoon in the Keys, and the hurricane was coming through there. Guess what? They don't leave you a choice to evacuate. The hotel shut down, so you have to leave.
Got
to
get out of there. Well, there's only one way to get out, and that's across the ocean on a bridge. So,
and, yeah, we left when the getting was good before, before a major evacuation. Yeah.
So, honeymoon hurricane. I could go so many places with that, but I'm not going to. All right.
All
so,
downhill from
thanks.
There.
Thanks. All right, we all appreciate that.
Denny Hamlin gets his second win of the year and did it in dramatic fashion coming back. There were so many seconds they threw out. It was 10, 18 seconds, whatever, back. But still had to pass a lot of cars to get up there and then got the job done. So gets his second win of the year.
Yeah, he sort of got the job done.
Well, yeah.
Halfway. I mean,
well, he drove the car.
He's got the trophy. I mean, you would have said that.
Surely, do you think these drivers think that their cars are illegal?
I think
if you're 12 seconds faster than everybody else, I guess you've probably
got, but he had tires.
I mean, tires makes a big difference there. So I get that. You know, does he know he's cheating? I think a lot of times those crew chiefs kind of do.
I'll take care of this.
Yeah, don't you?
You drive the car. We'll make
you drive the car. You just tell us what we can do to help you get around the track.
I did notice one small thing, and you know where they used to swerve their cars back and forth after a race to kind of get it back in line so they wouldn't get in trouble. I did notice when he did his burnout that he did clip the inside wall. Almost to a point of, you're that good of a driver where you can turn on a dime going 185 miles an hour, you shouldn't probably hit the wall.
I used to love seeing the drivers jump up and down on the roof, you know? I mean,
jump up and down on the roof, burn the tires off until they explode. Yeah. Well, I don't know what happened. There must have been some damage when the tires blew out there.
A lot of good things happen when you do that. Hey, so
I'm not cheating.
I don't know who.
Listen, I just got excited and jumped on the roof, you know?
The impression there that Scott gave of a driver after he finishes. I don't know. I just Ferris Bueller.
That's why I'm race car drivers.
Right. Race car drivers.
All right, let's hear from a race car driver and Denny Hamlin.
To win the Xfinity race, win the Cup race, both in very exciting fashion, was a great feeling. And then to fight through the adversity of missing the pit road and coming back. And we had great strategy, fast car, and it just worked out in the end. I was hoping it would. Otherwise, I would have looked pretty silly after the race trying to explain why we lost. But, it just I think a lot of that came from Truex beating us on a green flag sequence earlier in the day. And so I pushed it a little bit more on pit entry. And I didn't want it to happen again. And I just pushed it a little bit too much. Kind of a rookie move, but also just trying to optimize everything. And it was just we got our car better as soon as it turned in tonight. We kept getting the car better, kept making adjustments, and kept working on it. And we had something we could win with. And it's proud to win them in that fashion, especially as a total team effort. Pit crew did a great job all night, getting us out in front two or three times.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty special, I guess, and I don't know if he would have been pretty upset if he lost. He probably should have. Maybe that would have kept him out of trouble.
Well, I don't, hey.
just
more power to you.
Just one man's opinion.
Sometimes you want to win that trophy.
And don't get any money. I did read Bob Pockrass is really good. You should follow him on Twitter. Doesn't look anything like the way
that's
you
a good,
would
that's a good
he,
idea. I may need to do that.
Yeah. I mean, you used to follow Dirty Mo Radio, and I hadn't heard you say anything about that lately.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Junior does it now, and it's not as good.
Yeah, well.
It's not. It's
you talking about driving the car? Cause that,
no,
that
I mean, I'm talking
either.
Strictly about the podcast. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not going to make any comments on his driving ability.
We all know that. We know this. We just need to leave that one alone.
Yeah, let's just move next. What are we going to talk about next?
Yeah, we're going to go. Well, a good thing to go to next is the Monster Energy Series point standings. That's brought to you by Stephanie Painter at Cry Like Realtor. If you are wanting to buy a home, I've got one for sale right beside me. Or if you're wanting to sell your home, somebody that you could call that you could trust that's going to answer her phone and make sure she does what she can to get that sold for you or purchased for you is Stephanie Painter. Give her a call, 473-9545 or her sale, 650-9429. She will get it sold or she will get it purchased for you. Give her a call today. Scott?
Thanks, Jamie. It's now time for your Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series standings. After the Bojangles Southern 500, Martin Truex Jr. wrapped up the regular season championship. Kyle Busch is in second with a 9-point lead over Kyle Larson. Important battle there. That's 10 extra bonus points, playoff points for the person who finished in second. Kevin Harvick, fourth. Let's turn that down just a touch. Denny Hamlin, fifth. Although these stats may need to be updated once we get some points taken away here. That's the current standings as of today, earlier today. Brad Keselowski, 6th. Chase Elliott, 7th. Matt Kenseth, 8th. Jamie McMurray, 9th. Jimmy Johnson, 10th. Clint Bowyer, Ryan Blaney, Kurt Busch, Eric Jones, Joey Logano, and Ryan Newman. Remember, the battle. Going to have two guys get in on, at least two guys get in points. So really where you're looking at the cutoff is at the Jamie McMurray spot, who's got a 1-point lead over Matt Kenseth. And that is your Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series standings.
Brought to you by Stephanie Painter at Cry Like Realtors. Listen, she was just over at the house, I guess it was Monday, and we were
grilling some
that,
burgers.
Grilling some burgers, watching that long Tennessee game. I don't know what the deal is with 8 o'clock on Monday when you got to go to work on Tuesday, but she was dealing with people at my house. I mean, normally I don't let people do that, but she was doing business over at the house while she was having a good time.
I mean, what is it? Do you like live in a real estate agent?
No. I do is your phone's got to stay at the door. I mean, it's Tennessee football.
Are you like Derek Jeter when they walk in? You just got to drop your phone off at the front desk.
That is true.
So you don't get any incriminating pictures.
No,
out there.
No pictures.
There
or
wasn't
like that.
Any incriminating activities going on over there to get incriminating pictures. So, but anyway,
it was.
Let that one go.
They're incriminating defense.
I was going to say it would be like impersonation of a defense.
So, but give her a call, 473-9545 or sale 650-9429. Guys, she will get it sold or help you purchase it. She is very good. I know her and would put my name behind her anytime. So, all right. Points. You know, we got this coming up, and I really want to talk about this with Alex with the different scenarios. But if you had to look at it now and you had to think now of the three drivers that are very, very close, I guess I would say this. If somebody doesn't win that is not already won, then I guess, you know, the points are what they are now is what it looks like.
Yeah, the point battle is, I mean, if it's going to be guys that gets in on points, you're looking at Elliott, Kenseth, and Jamie McMurray. Clint Bowyer would be on the outside looking in. He's too far back. Obviously didn't need that, you know. But can one of those guys further back, can a Clint Bowyer, can a Joey Logano, can a Trevor Bayne or a Dale Earnhardt Jr. pull out a miracle and find a way? Really, those are the names you're going to be watching for. But it's going to take a miracle kind of shot. And to be honest with you, you know, look, I know Logano won there. Back in the spring, but the spring race and the fall summer race are two. The track's completely different with the night race. It's just a completely a different type of racetrack. So it's going to be. You would think Logano out of that group has the best chance, but you know, I mean, they've been marginally better the last couple weeks. But I mean, It's not going to shock anybody if he finishes seventh or eighth in this race. I mean, I just don't see anybody having anything for the Toyotas right now. But you can rest assured they're going to do everything they can to try to get him to the lead. Maybe even, you know, scratch some elbows or whatever it takes.
Yeah, nobody's going to win this race that hasn't won yet, because I picked the guy to win the race and he's already won. So the way I see it shaking out, just my opinion, I think Kenseth gets him. I think he's running really good, even though McMurray's running good, and he has been running solid all year. Saw him running a lot of top five earlier this year. But
don't you think the most dangerous driver at this point, though, is somebody who knows how to get around that place, won earlier this year but got it encumbered, in Joey Logano?
Yeah, but I just look at the past couple of months, ever since that. I mean,
race, what have they done? Since they got the encumbered win, you know, I don't know what they were doing to get the – I don't remember off the top of my head, but it probably wasn't good. and they haven't been the same race. They haven't been the same race team since. So that's where I'm putting my math, my 1-1 together, and seeing what's going on there.
You know, if we've been disappointed in any race up to this point of the year, this is a race to definitely tune into, because there's going to be a lot of hungry drivers out there trying to get that elusive win.
Absolutely. That segment, ladies and gentlemen, was brought to you by Esther Suggs, Allstate Insurance. Listen, she is having a drawing for Tennessee, Georgia football tickets. All you got to do is call or get a quote by stopping by her office. You can go to 6325 East Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, and she will give you a quote to go against what you have currently, or you can call 423-855-0334. All you have to do is get a quote, and that will put you in the drawing. September 15th is when it'll be drawn for Tennessee, Georgia football tickets. I'll mention that again the following segment before we get on the phone with Alan. I'm going to tell him I called him that. Yeah. Alex, and we'll talk about that again. So make sure, give her a call at 855-0334 or go by her office, 6325 East Brainerd Road, Chattanooga, Tennessee, to put your name into a drawing for Tennessee, Georgia football tickets. I believe that's September 30th is when that game goes. So that's Esther Suggs, Allstate. Appreciate her being a sponsor of the show. We'll be right back after this.
We'll be back before Danica Patrick changes sponsors again. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Hiwassee Chase Air Systems on 101.3 The Bus. We're back with more NASCAR talk. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Hiwassee Chase Air Systems on 101.3 The Bus.
Hello and welcome back. I felt like I should say that a little different. Yeah. Well, you got the slow part on there. I mean, my gosh.
Good
you
Lord.
Went through the guitar so I mean, I couldn't have
laid that. I couldn't have laid that up better for you.
No, you laid it up late because you got me on the slow, like, you know.
Just trying to bring in Racing Talk Radio here on Talk 101.3 The Bus.
Thank you for doing that for me.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. I don't even know where to
start.
Can
we talk to the guy on the guy that really knows what's going on the phone?
We probably need to. He probably knows a little more about music too, because
I know there's no doubt he knows more about music
on Periscope or something.
I'm pretty sure he probably knows more about racing too.
That is true.
Probably bring him on.
Alex Hayden, great to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us. Are you there, Alex Hayden?
Yeah, there we are. There we are. I was cutting out. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I know much about anything. I know how to mess things up half the time, but that's about my specialty. But how's everybody? Everybody doing good today?
Doing
fantastic. And I know one thing you did mess up is I listened to the broadcast on Saturday. Fantastic job, my friend, on calling the Xfinity race.
I appreciate that. That's awful nice of you. We had a pretty good race to work with, and that, as you guys know, that's the main thing. It's tough to be excited, and it's tough to really get into any kind of sporting event as a broadcaster if you have a dog of an event. So we were lucky. We had a heck of a race from start to finish.
Well, I know one thing that we did have is we had two encumbered wins by the same guy, one that you broadcasted and then one that you called it from the pits. Alex, we had a question kind of before in the second segment where we were talking about, do the drivers know if these cars are set up illegally or if the crews are cheating or the crew chief is cheating? Do they know that?
90% of the time, no, they do not know. However, there are some drivers who actually love to know what exactly they've got. And I'll tell you one of them, Kyle Busch is one of them. Kyle is very active and very involved in the setup of his race car. He's very involved in the shock package, the spring package, whatever the case may be. He's just that kind. Other drivers, not so much. And in this case with Denny Hamlin, Denny's not one of those guys that really wants to know every little detail about what's going on with the setup of the race car. So it's about 90% that just don't care. It's their job to drive the race car. They have these other guys that are being paid and paid extremely well to set the race cars up and get them through technical inspection, both pre and post race, legally. That's their job, and most drivers don't worry about it.
Well, you know, and one thing, it's almost like NASCAR is trying to get a point across is don't screw up with what we've given you, or we're going to call it encumbered. You said when we were off the air before we come back from break or whatever, that everybody's kind of getting tired of hearing about it. My thought is it getting the point across not to continue to do this, or is it just something where it's like, you know, who cares? We've already got a win, so we'll do whatever it takes. We'll get another win. Who cares if it's encumbered?
Well, in this particular case, I think it's the latter of what you just described. I mean, they've already got to win the 11 car. So in their eyes, hey, we got ourselves a trophy. Let's move forward. If your name is Joey Logano and you were with the 22 car, it's a little bit of a different story. They won Richmond back in May. Of course, the car failed post-race inspection because a very, very, I mean, literally the width of a piece of paper with the back trailing arm being not completely welded to the rest of the framework, like it says it needs to be in the rule book. Technically, yeah, that's illegal. So if you're Joey Logano in that bunch, that was detrimental because ever since that incident at Richmond, they've run like crap, and there's no other way to put it. They'll tell you that. They've been awful since then. But going back to Richmond this weekend, maybe that's just what the doctor ordered for this team. Because they just haven't been good. So I just think it just all depends on which side of the bench you are. If you have a win, it's not necessarily all that bad. If you don't have that win and you get busted, then it's detrimental.
Alex, obviously, as we end with the final race of the regular season, Truex has just been, they don't give out an MVP in this sport, but if they did, he has been the most dominant. How surprising, we know how talented he is and how good they be. How surprising, I mean, it's been Jimmy Johnson-esque this year, the way that they have performed. How surprised are you that this team has performed this well on such a wide variety of tracks? When they pull that thing off the truck, it's fast.
I'm not totally surprised because this race team has always been pretty good. And I think the big factor of this whole deal is yes, they have the technical alliance with Joe Gibbs Racing. And even though in theory they've got the same equipment as the Gibbs Toyotas do, why are they consistently week in and week out running better than the Gibbs cars? And it's not just Truex. Eric Jones is as well. Jones has been fantastic this year. But he just needs experience driving these cup cars. The more horsepower, the less downforce than an Xfinity car. And the more laps he's getting, the better he's getting. He's outrunning the Gibbs cars for the most part. But I think the big factor in all of that is, as a team that's paying Joe Gibbs Racing, Furniture Row Racing has to pay Gibbs for the right to get the technological side of things. That's part of the alliance. And then what Gibbs gets in return is two more race cars with good engineers, with good crew chiefs, with good drivers that can provide that feedback. That's the return that Gibbs gets. Here's the big thing about it. If you're Furniture Row Racing and you're missing speed in the middle of the corner, let's say the issue is we just can't get the cars to rotate. As the team that's paying to be part of the alliance, all you have to do is tell the team you're paying, in this case, Joe Gibbs Racing, what the problem is. And it's their job to put their nose to the grindstone. It's their job to get their team of engineers together to try to figure out the problem. Whereas Furniture Row Racing, they tell them what the problem is, and then they just go out and continue doing what they're doing. They don't have to put manpower and man hours and resources into trying to figure out the problem of why they can't get through the middle of the corner, as our scenario states. So that's, to me, I think the big factor. Joe Gibbs Racing, yeah, they're trying to run four race teams and they're trying to win races with them, but they're also having to take a delegation of their team members to try to answer these questions and solve the problems for Furniture Row Racing, because that's what Furniture Row Racing's paying for. So they have a lot more spread across at Gibbs than they do at Furniture Row. I think that's the main thing. And I'm going to touch on something. You said it kind of tongue-in-cheek, that we don't have an MVP in NASCAR racing. Stay tuned. That may be coming very soon.
Ooh, Alex, breaking news right here.
No, no, it's not. It's not news. It's just I said, stay tuned on it.
I like it.
Not news yet. There's some grumblings going around that after this year, starting in the 2018 season, it's complete rumor. Let me preface it. It's all complete rumor that they may do away with the most popular driver award, which, as we know, is nothing but a fan vote. It is exactly what it is. Who's the most popular? So, and they're talking about doing away with that and doing more like what other professional sports do and have an MVP. Who's the most valuable player? Who's the most valuable driver? And we have all the technical data with these passes and all the scoring loops, the quality passes, who's fast in the middle of the corners, who's fast on entry, who's fast on exit, those types of things. And you can take that raw data, which is all factual numbers done by the onboard telemetry and the scoring loops, and you can determine who the best race car driver is. And you can put that together with the results. Obviously, you're going to have factors outside of your control, whether you get swept up in somebody else's crash, whether you have a blown engine, something of that case. But you can take all of that and put it into a formula and determine who's the most valuable player as far as a driver goes. That's something that in the garage area, at least, there's a pretty good number of folks down there that would like to see this put into play, as opposed to just having a popularity contest and whoever has the biggest legion of fans, that's the one that's going to win the vote.
So to recap, we may get an MVP next year and Kyle Busch cheats. That's the only thing I've heard you say today.
Kyle Busch knows they're cheating. That's what it was.
Yeah, no, yeah, okay. That's all I wanted to know. Great job, Alex.
I think every driver, even though they may not know the specifics of what they have underneath them inside the race car, every driver understands that it's their team's job to gain the advantage on the competition. And in such a small box to work with the rules that NASCAR has for every one of these race teams, that means you have to start getting creative. You have to start looking outside the box. There's not a driver that holds a steering wheel and puts a right foot on the floorboard on that pedal that doesn't understand that. Every driver understands that their race car isn't 100% legal. It just simply isn't.
Well, I guess you can kind of tell that.
They all know that. They understand that.
You could tell that from when they...
the specifics and exactly what it is? No, they don't know that.
When they used to, when they'd win a race or whatever, and they'd be shaking it back and forth on the backside, backstretch or whatever, or what I saw. See, and I watched this closely, Alex. I pay attention to races, you know, and...
Oh, geez.
When Denny Hamlin spun out, I mean, these guys are on edge, right? They can drive a car, you know, 185 miles an hour, turn it on a dime. He did smack the inside wall with the driver's side rear quarter panel. So, you know, that just stuck out to me. I didn't think anything about it until when they said that he...
I'm still not thinking anything about it.
Yeah, well, I did. So I think they know more than what we see. So I want to get another thing, too. I think instead of MVP, we can call it MVD. Maybe that would be a good thing, most valuable driver.
That's terrible.
You know, I tend to agree with you. These guys, again, it may be told to Denny, hey, if we win or if we finish top five, which, you know, your car is going to get checked in a post race, you gotta take care of the left side of the car. That doesn't mean they know exactly what it is.
Yeah. No, I get it. Hey.
And I'm a firm believer they don't know the exact precise issue. But if they're told to do something, they're told for a reason. So, again, they have an understanding that something may be askew with the rule book. So you do what you got to do. Did Denny do that intentionally? I don't know. Only Denny knows that. But the sad thing about it, and we're talking about it because that is the story, mm-hmm. but that shouldn't be the story. We just got done running the Southern 500, one of the most historic, just crown jewels of our sport, but yet we're talking about post-race infractions and suspensions and encumbered, and we're talking about the wrong things. And I'm not saying we're doing that as something that we're doing wrong, because we're not. To me, it's bigger than that. It's a problem with our sport. We're too busy day in and day out looking at what somebody's doing rules-wise, who's breaking the rules, who's going to get caught, who's cheating, who's not. We're too obsessed, I think, as a sport on the rules and getting caught, as opposed to celebrating, hey, we just got done running 500 miles at Darlington. We saw some great things happen there. We saw some great things in the Xfinity race. We're not talking about the heroes of the sport. We're not talking about the drivers. We're not talking about how fast these race cars are. We're talking about why they were fast and what they did illegal. To me, as a sport, we've got a big problem. And when your storyline is who's getting suspended because of lug nuts and who is getting a win essentially taken away, but you get to keep the trophy and the money, you don't get the everything else, the spoils that comes with a win, we're talking about the wrong things as a sport. And the sad thing is that's the storyline. And that's what we, sitting here right here on your radio show, that's what we have to talk about because that's what it is.
I tell you what, if Scott had a, like an applause thing.
No, man, I was about, there's a little tear come down, man. That was a great rant. That was great.
Sorry, I need a stepladder, but I'm going to climb down off of my sofa.
No, that was great. That was great.
That is great. Alex, real quick, tell me, and we talked about this a little earlier, but just the, I guess if somebody with that does not have a win this year wins, then there's a couple of drivers in trouble. But it seems like if somebody wins that has already won, the last three drivers will get in.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. I think somebody who's already got a victory that is not encumbered, which means Logano, I think somebody who's already got a legitimate win is going to win Richmond. There's a reason after 25 races these particular teams have continued to win these races. There's a reason why Martin Truex Jr. can essentially sit out the rest of the year until he gets to Homestead and still win the championship. There's a reason why these front runners are front runners, and I don't think it's all of a sudden going to change because of what we're talking about. A team who needs to throw a Hail Mary this weekend at Richmond and needs that Doug Flutie to beat Miami Hail Mary from 1983 that I'm old and can remember. The team that needs to do that, essentially, again, with the tight rule box that they're in, the only way they're going to make this Hail Mary work is one of two things. Either they cheat their car up so much they get a big advantage on everybody. You win, you get torn down, the wind's encumbered, it doesn't matter anyway. Or there's a massive flood and half the teams can't get to Richmond and there's only four teams that show up and they're the fastest of the four. Realistically, it's just not going to happen. That doesn't mean we're not going to have a great race. We're still going to have a really good race because there's a lot of bonus points on the line and this is your last chance to get those bonus points.
Second place.
And I think everybody's learned this year that Truex has figured that out, and that team's figured it out. Well, this is your last chance. So I think we're going to have really good racing to the end of the stages and especially to the checkered flag.
Absolutely. So I wanted to end, and I know and another reason why I appreciate you coming on is because I know you got family in Florida, and definitely our thoughts and prayers are with them and safety and stuff like that. I hope you're getting it taken care of to where they don't have to worry about it.
That's awful kind of it. I mean, really, that means a lot. Yeah, I'll start with my family. I've got family all over Florida. Some are staying. Some are already hit the road to evacuate. Either way, I hope they can tough it out and ride it out and everything's fine. I totally get if people want to stay. It's your home. It's your possessions. It's everything. You hate to leave because you don't know if you'll ever get back to it. You don't know if there's looters that are going to come by. I get it. I understand why some people do it. Our MRN colleague, one of our main anchors on the Cup broadcast, Joe Moore, he and his wife live just two islands up from Key West. They've already done everything they can possibly do their home. It's mandatory for them to get out. They left this afternoon and put the boat behind the truck, and Joe will not be in Richmond this weekend as he's trying to find a hotel somewhere in the panhandle of Florida. So Joe Moore, our anchor at MRN, he's bailed out of there from his home in the Keys and the rest of my family. We'll see what happens and all the best to everybody. It's certainly living here on the coast of North Carolina, we've had our share of hurricanes. Seems like we have one or two every year, seems like, and most people around here we throw hurricane parties. That's just what you do because you get so used to it that 110 mile an hour winds, while that's severe, things around here are built to withstand that because that's the climate that we live in here. That's the norm here. Hurricanes are normal here on the coast of North Carolina. So when they're Category 2 or even Category 3s, I'm not saying we don't take them seriously. I don't want people to misunderstand me. We certainly take things seriously. We take precautions. But once you do everything you can possibly do, what else are you going to do? Might as well party. So that's what you do. But when this is a big dog like this, I mean, this is a Cat 5, and this is one you don't typically want to mess around with. When they say get out of there, I don't think you need to be told to get out when there's 185-mile-an-hour wind. But I think if you stay, you got a screw or two loose, but if you make it through, man, you got yourself a heck of a story.
Yeah, you do.
Absolutely. Well, Alex, I tell you what, man, we appreciate it, and I'll we'll let you go so you can get with them and communicate with them, and definitely thoughts or prayers with you and your family and everybody down there, as I know this will be kind of a trying time, and it'll be good to have some NASCAR this weekend so we can kind of think about something else.
Absolutely, and well said, and thanks, guys, as always, for having me on the program. I love coming on with you guys. But and again, I apologize for all the rants today. But
it was great.
No, it's great. No, don't apologize for anything. Yeah, don't apologize for anything. It's great.
You can rant anytime you want to, so that would be good. So, Alex, appreciate it very much, man.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks. That's Alex Hayden with MRN Radio. Does the you'll hear him every Sunday that MRN is covering a race, and Saturday too, calling races. So very good to have him on. Real quick, Allstate, Esther Suggs, she is the sponsor of this segment. Drawing for Tennessee Georgia football tickets. That'll be September 15th. You can get in that drawing by calling 423-855-0334 and getting a quote, or stop by her office, 6325 East Brainerd Road, Chattanooga, Tennessee. We're out of we're off time.
Yeah, so, we're way off time.
Yeah,
let's
I've
go,
been
buddy.
Getting dirty looks, so we'll be back right after this.
We'll be back faster than a hot lap at Daytona. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Hiwassee Chase Air Systems on 101.3 The Buzz. We're back and talking more NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Hiwassee Chase Air Systems on 101.3 The Buzz.
Live from the Valvoline Instant Oil Change Studios, it's Racing Talk Radio, presented by Hiwassee Chase Air Systems on 101.3 The Buzz. I'm Jamie Kyle, Jason Hildebrand, Scott Webb. Thanks so much for Alex Hayden coming on with MRN Radio. Always brings good conversation.
Yeah, it was good stuff today.
Very good stuff. So
it was good to see. It's good to hear somebody else rant other than me.
Yeah, I know. Other than the TSSAA. All right, so this weekend we got the Federated Auto Parts 400. That's Saturday, September 9th, 740 Green Flag. Got three stages, 100, 200, and 367. That is the last race before the playoffs, the cutoff. It should be very interesting. Our power rankings this week, I'm going to go ahead and get it started. I've got the 18, my man, the M&M's Caramel brand. That would be Mr. Kyle Busch. I've got Martin Truex Jr. in the 78, number two, the two of Brad Keselowski, the Blue Deuce, or this past weekend,
Has the Blue Deuce even has even had a top 10 in the last month?
Absolutely. And then the 21 of Ryan Blaney. And then I've got Denny Hamlin in his encumbered win this past week at Darlington in the fifth
spot.
You
do watch the races on the weekend, right?
I do.
Okay.
All right, Hildebrand.
I've got Martin Truex Jr. first, Kyle Larson second, Kyle Busch third, fourth, Denny Hamlin, and Kevin Harvick fourth.
By the way, before you go, Webb, these power rankings brought to you by Whitfield Media Group. Sean Whitfield, thank you so much for sponsoring this segment.
Yeah, what a great job. Thanks, Sean. I'm still sipping on Monster Energy they brought me a couple weeks ago, so I appreciate it. Nobody cares about that. I got Truex on top, Busch, Larson, Hamlin has been, I know the win got taken away this past week, but they have really been good the last few weeks. And I got Kenseth in there at my five spot. I think he's been as good as anybody over the course of the last 8 weeks. Tremendous job by them. They've done everything but win. So we'll see what happens this week.
All right. So let's get to real quick storylines. You think it's just going to be a kind of wrap up? We, like Alex said, know who pretty much is going to win.
Yeah, I think with the events that happened over the last couple of weeks, and the point race is really kind of settled, so it's really essentially going to be one of those three guys. We mentioned some of the guys outside there that could win. Logano's obviously one that could win, winning back there in May, like Alex said earlier. But I just, it's all about momentum, and I just don't see any positive momentum with the 22 team. For the first time since the playoffs started, it's going to be minus Joey Logano.
Yeah, so, I don't know about that, Mr. Webb, as we go through our winners. I'm picking the 22 car of Roger Penske and Joey Logano. Ran so well there. If it was just a thin paper sheet off of where it was supposed to be, maybe they can get that fixed and still be fast. I've got Joey Logano winning this weekend.
I'm going with the 11 of Denny Hamlin.
Is he going to get to keep this win?
Yes.
I guess both of us are picking encumbered wind drivers.
Hamlin's good at Richmond.
No, he is very good at Richmond. I went with a guy that I think has been red hot over the course of the last 6-8 weeks, and that's Matt Kenseth. I look for Kenseth to not only seal his way in, but to get some bonus points. and collect his first win of the year.
Real quick, wouldn't that put some bring another driver maybe in the points?
No, because those three are in. So if one, you know, if him, if you know, it's going to have to be somebody outside that. Those guys are essentially in right now. So it's going to have to be somebody like Bowyer, Logano, Bain Jr., something like that to knock those guys out.
Let me tell
out.
You, Junior's not going to win this race, okay? Let's tell you that right now.
But
neither none of these three. Since we picked them, these guys, none of these guys.
Yeah, none of these guys. We've put the whammy on all three of these guys.
That's definitely it. Thank you so much for listening to us today. Thanks to Esther Suggs and Allstate for the giveaway. Make sure you give her a call. Go to her website as well. You can get a free quote down there on her website and get a chance to win those Tennessee Georgia tickets. Should be fun. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk next week. Busy show next week for coming after Richmond. We'll talk the playoffs and how they're lined up and going into Chicago. Thanks, Alex Hayden with MRN for coming on. And make sure you tune in next week. Thanks for listening to us today. We'll be back next week.
This has been Racing Talk Radio, presented by Hiwassee Chase Air Systems. Join Jamie Collins, Scott Webb, and Jason Hildebrand every Wednesday, 5 p.m. right here on 101.3 The Buzz or on your TuneIn app. This has been a production of Whitfield Media Group.